Here's bad news. When it comes to risk factors for strokes, Arkansans rank high. Obesity, hypertension, tobacco use, all major contributors to strokes. Dr. Chaitanya Banda, a neurologist with Northwest Medical Center, says Arkansans are actually in the middle of a region with very high risks.
Unfortunately, Arkansas falls in a stroke belt. So all the states in southern, south, and southeast, southeastern states, they fall in the stroke belt. And Arkansas kind of is in the buckle of the belt. So, and the mortality here is 20% higher from stroke compared to the national average. Diet, having a healthy diet is very important, especially cutting down the processed food, sugar, processed meat. If you can, you know, take that out of your diet, it's impossible. But, you know, if you can
reduce it,
yeah, exactly. And the diet I suggest to my patients is Mediterranean diet, which has fruits, vegetables, nuts, olive oil. It's studies have shown that, you know, it's a very good diet for, you know, especially to prevent cardiovascular diseases. The upcoming risk factor for stroke that we see very often nowadays is sleep apnea. It's underrecognized, but it's very important. If you are at a risk for sleep apnea, especially if you're obese, then, you know, if it needs to be, you know, it's better to get that at rest.
Right. The bad news is Arkansas is in the stroke belt, the belt buckle. The good news is almost every risk factor you just mentioned can be controlled.
Yes.
We can control our diet. We can begin to control. We can quit smoking. Easier said than done. I know, not being a smoker. Reduce weight. I mean, exercise. There are things that are within our means.
That's what makes me feel sad because, you know, our top dollar in the healthcare goes to cardiovascular diseases. If we can control these diseases, you know, the healthcare costs can come down substantially. And these are avoidable. You know, if you can just exercise for 4 to 5 days a week, 30, 40 minutes each day, you can reduce your risk factor by, you know, risk by 25-30%, which is substantial. So simple things, you know, eating healthy, not smoking, not, you know, drinking too much, you know.
And when you say exercise, you're not talking about necessarily getting on the elliptical and sweating.
No,
you're talking
just walking. I mean, walking on a treadmill, just spend, you know, 15, 20 minutes on a treadmill or just taking your dog out on a good day. You know, that's good enough. So simple things. I don't take much.
Do people know they have sleep apnea?
Many times they don't, especially as when patients have stroke. Many times they don't. I mean, it's not. So the typical person who has sleep apnea is generally obese. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're extremely obese, they have a thick neck, they're at risk for, you know, sleep apnea. But many times we see, you know, even if patients are overweight, you know, they have underlying sleep apnea. So what happens is with sleep apnea, you have an increased blood pressure at night, and that increases your risk of stroke. So it is an unrecognized cause of stroke, but it's important. If you can address that, you can bring down your risk for hypertension and, you know, subsequently your risk for stroke.
With Arkansas being in the middle and high risk in so many of these categories, we smoke more than the national population, we're more overweight, our diet is as well. Can there be an effort where a rising tide lifts the population?
So, you know, if we look at the epidemiology of stroke, you know, from 50s and 60s, the stroke incidence and prevalence is going down. It is going down, but it's not going down across all the population. So, you know, if you're a Mexican or, you know, African American, there's a disparity. You still have, you know, more incidence of prevalence of stroke in that, you know, in that group. So it's going down because obviously we're addressing, you know, risk factors much better than we used to in the past. But it's still, you know, if you look at the prevalence, you know, age group prevalence for stroke, you know, you start from, you know, 40s and 50s, that's where, you know, the stroke incidence and prevalence rises. It starts from around 2% in that age group to, it can go up to 15-16%, you know, as you grow older. So even the mortality is going down because we have, you know, TPA, you know, which is a clot busting medication. We have a good ICU care for the stroke patient. So overall, the mortality and, you know, mortality and the risk, you know, incidence is going down, but it's still high to an extent that it's affecting, you know, so many people, and it just creates a burden, you know, post-stroke care burden on society and, you know, the cost associated with that.
Dr. Chaitanya Banda is a neurologist with Northwest Medical Center. He talked to us about the high risk factors Arkansans experience for strokes. Tomorrow on our show, what to do if you see somebody having a stroke. Time is crucial. That's on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7 on 91.3.